Isaiah chapter number 11, verse number 1, the Bible says, "And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the sucking child shall play in the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea." And it goes on to tell about a little bit more about the kingdom of the Lord is coming. But we're going to go back to verse number 2 and 3, and we're going to look at some things in verse 2 and 3 this morning. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we do love you. We thank you for your graciousness to us. We thank you for your goodness. And Lord, thank you for these good people. Lord, I went and saw some people yesterday that would love to be here this morning but are not able to. And Lord, we know that they're praying for us, and their thoughts are with us. Lord, I pray that you'd help us as we look at your word this morning. Help us to, in a real sense, understand your word and know the meaning of that and to go deeper into your word, Lord, and learn something from it. God, we love you. We thank you for your love for us. Just help everyone here this morning. I pray that you just bless them and help them. In Jesus' name, amen. Obviously, this is talking about in verse number 1, "There shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots." This is talking about Jesus Christ and when Jesus Christ comes. But look at verse number 2. The Bible says, "And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him." The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. Then it goes on to describe this Spirit of the Lord, I think, in a way. It says, "The Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord." So what does this Spirit help him do? All right, verse number 3. "And shall make him," this is talking about this Spirit, we could say there, "and the Spirit of the Lord shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth, and shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins." And we talked, I mentioned this very briefly last time. We came over here and looked at this about righteousness specifically. But also, today I want to just look at the thought of the Spirit of understanding. The Spirit of understanding. We're going to do a quick Bible study on that this morning. But I just want you to pay attention, and I hope maybe it'll just... We're going to go through a lot of Scripture this morning. But I hope more than anything that you would maybe get a desire. Hey, there's a Spirit of wisdom here. There's a Spirit of understanding. There's a Spirit of counsel. There's a Spirit of might. There's a Spirit of knowledge. There's a Spirit of the fear of the Lord. There's 6 of them, and we're doing 1 this morning. And I'd encourage you, go through Proverbs. If that's the only book you would go through Proverbs and look these things up, and I think it would be a blessing to you. So what is the Spirit of understanding? What is the Spirit of understanding? Lord, for some other reasons, I've been thinking about this thought of understanding. What is understanding? It seems like so many people today, they don't understand really what's going on. They see things, but you talk to them and you can perceive that they have no understanding truly about what's going on, whether it be in our nation, in our politics, in the spiritual well-being of our nation. They do not understand what is going on. So what is understanding? Understanding means to separate mentally or distinguish. To mentally separate or distinguish. Okay, so that's the Spirit of understanding. So if you understand, it means you intake certain things in your mind, and then you're able to distinguish and separate those things mentally. Okay, that's what it means. And you know, it's amazing how many people do not have that ability. They just, whatever everybody else is doing, whether it's right or whether it's wrong, they just go do it. They do not understand and they do not separate mentally the things that are going on. And you see in this passage, if you look at verse number 3, the Bible says, "And shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord." And then it talks about a man that his judgments, he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. Okay? So it's talking about he's understanding something. And based upon, not upon the whims of whoever's around him, not upon everything that's going on, but upon his understanding of righteousness. Of righteousness. You know, and I talked about this, I think it was last week or the week before. We, so often we judge based upon what we see, not upon what's right and what's wrong. And that's wrong of us, wrong of myself. If we judge based, you know, the Bible says he's not going to judge based on the sight of his eyes or the hearing of his ears. He's going to judge based upon, is this what's right? You know, what is our standard of what's right? The Bible. So if we judge based on what the Bible tells us, we're going to be like Christ in that manner. So we see here that there's the spirit of understanding. And we're going to talk about this a little bit this morning. And then I'm going to go back to some teaching that pastor has done before. And we're going to kind of review this. And I'll leave you with some thoughts this morning. But let's go to, like I said, we're going to use our Bibles a lot this morning. Go to Psalms chapter 111. Psalms 111. Talking about understanding. Being able to discern mentally. Well, where does understanding come from? Where does understanding come from? Psalms 111, verse number 10. The fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. Where does understanding come from? Where does the ability to distinguish mentally, to separate mentally come from? I believe it comes from, first of all, the fear of the Lord. And we'll see this back in Proverbs again. But the fear of the Lord, what's the fear of the Lord? It's a consciousness that God is, I believe very simply, the fear of the Lord is a consciousness that God is always watching. I think that kind of, I mean, there may be other aspects of it. But if you really understand that God is always watching you, and you have respect towards that, it will keep you from doing a lot of things. It will make you do a lot of things. And I believe that's what the fear of the Lord is. Obeying God's commandments, we see that. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. Well, you know what doing God's commandments comes from? A fear of the Lord. So if you're always aware that God, hey, God's watching me. God's watching me today. Whether my boss is watching me, God's watching me. As a student, whether the teacher was watching you, God was watching you. That's the fear of the Lord. And it causes us to obey God's commandments. Well, when we do that, it helps us discern mentally between right and between what's wrong. So I believe the fear of the Lord and obeying God's commandments allow us to better understand, be better able to understand what's going on. Psalms chapter 119. What else helps us understand things? Psalms chapter 119. This is very, you know, everybody knows Psalms 119. It talks a lot about God's word. So that's what I'm going to say. God's word helps you with your understanding. God's word helps you with your understanding. Psalms chapter 119, verse number 34. Give me understanding and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Verse 73. Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn what? Thy commandments. Psalms, verse number 99. Verse 99. I have more understanding than all my teachers. Why? For thy testimonies are my meditation. Verse number 104. Through thy precepts I get understanding. How do I get understanding? Through God's precepts. Through God's word. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Verse number 125. I am thy servant. Give me understanding that I may know thy testimonies. Verse number 130. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth what? Understanding unto the simple. Verse 144. The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. Verse 169. Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. So God's word. I believe the fear of the Lord, knowing that God is always watching, will help you mentally discern what's right and what's wrong. All right. Remember, this is just one of these six attributes. Okay. And you know, if it's the spirit of the Lord, I think God would want all six of these attributes in his children. All right. And this is just one of them. I just want to remind you about that. I want to give you something that you'll have a desire to go home yourself and look at. Okay. I can do the work for you, but it means more if you will do some of it also. So we know that fear of the Lord brings understanding. Obeying God's commandments brings understanding. God's word brings understanding. Brother Chad, what is wisdom? It said wisdom and understanding. Well, I think wisdom is often seeing things through God's eyes. Seeing things through God's eyes. Well, how does God look at this? All right? Well, that if you look at something the way God looks at it, I think you'll be considered a wise person. Okay? And we'll see some of that in Proverbs. But where does understanding come from? Let me say this. I believe understanding also, it comes from the fear of the Lord. It comes from obeying God's commandments. It comes from God's word. And I believe it also comes from good counsel. It comes from good counsel. Proverbs chapter 1, verse number 5. Now we're going to be in Proverbs pretty much the rest of the time. There's lots of them in Proverbs. But we'll go quick. It won't take too long. Proverbs chapter 1, verse number 5. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. What does a man of understanding do? He goes to wise counsels. He shall attain unto wise counsels. You know, if you don't know something, you know, there's a few places that you can get good information. Don't make an uneducated decision. I hate it when people start talking, and any of you that are experts at what you do, it really annoys you when somebody that really doesn't know what they're talking about starts talking about what you really know what you're talking about, and they don't know what they're talking about, but they act like they know what they're talking about. Does that all make sense? All right. Brother Tim, you're a machinist. If I came to you, if I went to Brother Tim and started, you know, I could read a book, and I could get all the lingo down. But that does not mean I have any clue how to set up a CNC lathe or how to do a milling machine. I have no clue. Honestly, I'm clueless. All right, I can set up a brake lathe. I've ran a brake lathe. But that's a completely different thing, okay? Well, if I start talking to him and in his presence and act like I know what I'm talking about, he could tell very quickly by one or two questions that I have no understanding of what I'm talking about. Now listen, knowledge and understanding are two different things, and you see that in the book of Proverbs. Knowledge is simply facts, and you have to have knowledge. Knowledge is power. Brother Chad, that's a contemporary statement. No, it's not. That's in the book of Proverbs. That statement literally, minus change a couple words, is in the book of Proverbs. It's good to have knowledge, but also knowledge puffeth up, okay? So you have to have knowledge. You know, if you don't have knowledge, you're just, excuse my language, but you're stupid. Okay? If you don't have knowledge, you're stupid. If you don't have understanding, you're simple. If you don't have wisdom, you're foolish. You have to have all three of them. You have to have knowledge. You have to understand the knowledge. You have to apply the knowledge, which makes you wise. Okay? So there's all three of those things go together. But, you know, if I don't know something, I need to go to somebody that does know something. If I don't know how to, you know, if I want to mill something, I need to go to somebody that knows that, that understands that, has a concept, has practiced it, if you would. I've got an illustration. I just got Brother Val just brought me my illustration. I'm going to probably preach a message sometime about this, a thought of understanding. You know, everybody, if I brought a bicycle up here, I'm not saying any of you would want to get on it in front of everybody, okay? But everybody has probably rode a bicycle at some point in your life, okay? So I can tell you the concept. Now, I'm going to give it away, okay? So you if I bring a bicycle up here, you know what I'm going to do with it. If I switch the handlebars, now wrap your mind about this. If I switch the handlebars where when you turn the handlebars left, the front wheel turned right, and I told you, this bicycle, if you get on this bicycle, when you turn the handlebars left, and I show it to you, the wheel turns right. When you turn the handlebars right, the wheels turn left. It's a simple matter of two gears, easy to do, okay? I can tell you that. You know what that is? It's knowledge. It's a fact. All of you can easily attain to that fact. Do you know what understanding is? I could guarantee you, I'd give $100. I'll get some of these boys up here. I'll give them $100 if they can ride that bicycle from that side of the platform to that side of the platform without falling off. No chances, first time. You know what? If they've ever rode a bicycle normally, it would almost be impossible to do that. Why? They know something. I showed it to them, but they don't understand. Their mind cannot understand it. It's something, it's the way your brain works, okay? There's a science behind it. We won't go into the science, okay? But your brain gets certain patterns in it. Well, understanding would be able to, okay, I understand this, all right? And I'm going to, you know, before I bring it up here, I'm going to make sure I know how to ride this bike, okay? Now, it may mess me up for riding a regular bike the rest of my life. I may have to ride this bike for the rest of my life because it will retrain my brain. But you know what that is? That's understanding, okay? It's being able to discern mentally, okay, you can think as hard as you can, I want to go left, and you turn the wheel, but you can't do it. Not and keep your balance, okay, and without falling off. So that's what understanding is. Now I shot my illustration, but anyway, I think that helps people understand, okay? That's why I use visual illustrations, because it helps you understand. So counsel. So I'm going to go to the fear of the Lord will help me understand things. Obeying God's commandments. What's obeying God's commandments? That's an action, okay? It helps your understanding. Going to God's word, reading God's word, reading the book of Proverbs. I love the book of Proverbs. Me and my wife were looking at my Bible the other day. I've had this Bible, honestly, I've had this a very long time, like since I was in high school. No, since I was in grade school. I was in like sixth grade when I bought this Bible at the merit sale, Mrs. Dively. I bought this Bible. But the book of Proverbs, like, is coming apart. Why? Because I think that's probably, as far as living life and living it wisely and living it with understanding, is one of the most important books in the Bible. And it's easy to read every day. It really is. It's a joy to read every day. So God's word and counsel. Understanding comes from counsel. So let's go to the book of Proverbs. You should be there already. And we're gonna look at some places here in Proverbs. Verse number 1. Proverbs chapter 1, verse number 1. This shows you how important understanding is. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. Introduction. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of what? Understanding. Of all the things he could have wrote to receive the words of, he wrote understanding. All right? Chapter 2, we looked at verse number 5 on chapter 1 about wise counsels. Chapter number 2, verse 2. So that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Verse number 5. Then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Jump back up to verse number 3. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, then what does that lead us to? Verse number 5 again. Then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. All right, verse number 11. Discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee. From what? What shall it keep thee from? To deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things. Verse number 16. Who does understanding deliver you from? To deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her words. Chapter number 3, verse number 4 and 5. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto whose understanding? thine own. You know what God said? Okay, where do we go? Remember the places we go to understanding? Not one of them did I say, use your own understanding. I said, the fear of the Lord, obey God's commandments, God's word, and counsel other people. The Bible says, lean not into thine understanding. You know, when man did right, which did that, which was, go to the book of Judges and look every place where the Bible says, and man did that which was right in his own eyes, and it was never a good thing. I mean, think, you know, you think ISIS is bad? Some of the stuff that the Israelites were doing was unfathomable. How can a man that does right in his own eyes, give his wife out to be molested, and he goes and sleeps all night. She comes back in the morning and lays at his doorstep, pretty much dead because they beat her up so bad. So he takes a knife and cuts her up and sends her through the 12 tribes. Now, the Bible doesn't say, I don't know if she was dead or not when he cut her up. I've heard both ways. How can you do that? Because every man did that which was right in whose eyes? His own. Not according to God's word, not according to the fear of the Lord, not according to God's commandments, not according to wise counsel, but he did that which was according to his own understanding. The Bible says, lean not into thine own understanding. Verse number 13. Happy. Here's a joy trick. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. And we can keep going about the benefits of understanding. Verse number 19. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth. By understanding hath he established the heavens. Chapter 4, verse 1. Hear ye, children, the instruction of a father, and attend to know understanding. Verse 5, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Verse number 7, wisdom is the principal thing. So wisdom's number one. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Chapter 5, verse 1, my son, attend unto my wisdom, and bow thine ear to my understanding. Chapter 6, verse 32. Whoso committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. A wound and dishonor shall he get, and his reproach shall not be wiped away. At some point, this man that committed adultery was not mentally separating right and wrong. He was doing that which was leaning to his own understanding. He was doing that which was right in his own eyes. Where was I? Chapter 7, verse number 4. This is pretty neat, I thought. I've always thought this was neat. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman. This passage, chapter number 7 in Proverbs, is written to a young man. You know what the Bible says? Treat wisdom like your sister, and treat understanding like your kinswoman. Why? Why do we do that? As a young man, that they, who, wisdom and understanding, may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger which flattereth with her words. For at the window of my house I looked through my casement, and I beheld among the simple ones, I discerned among the youth, a young man, what? Void. You know what that means? Empty. Lacking understanding. Void of understanding. You know what? You may go commit fornication. Somebody may go commit fornication. A guy may go commit fornication, okay? A young man. But more than likely, he's not going to do it with his sister there, or his mom there, or his grandma there, or his aunt there. Am I right? Because they're going to, you know, I don't know. Guys understand guys' brains. Women understand women's brains. Okay? And I'm not going to try to really cross that line. Okay? I don't really want to. But you know what? It's amazing. Sometimes you'll, as a guy, maybe your daughter is interested in a young man. And as a father, you just have this really bad feeling about the young man. Okay? Because you understand him. Well, I think it's probably true with the ladies. I don't know. A lady, a mother, has a bad feeling about a young lady that her son's seeing. And you know what she says? No, that's not a good idea. You know what that is? That's basically this, what the Bible's talking about understanding here. It's saying, hey, treat it like it's your mother standing there beside you. And do what it says. All right? Understanding. It's like you're like taking your sister with you or your mom. All right? So that was chapter 7. Chapter 8, verse number 1. Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? And then it goes on to talk about how we need to understand. Verse number 5 says, O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart. Verse number 14, counsel is mine. Actually, look at verse number 12. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and find out knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Here it comes again. Isn't it amazing how many times the fear of the Lord is associated with understanding? How many times wisdom is? Pride and arrogancy in the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine. Huh, there it is. Counsel. There it showed up again. And sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. Chapter number 9. Chapter 9, verse number 4. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. As for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, come eat of my bread and drink of the wine which I have mingled. Forsake the foolish and live, and go in the way of understanding. And that's wisdom talking there. Chapter 10, verse number 13. In the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found. But a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. Well, I would want wise words to come out of my mouth, and I'm not particularly fond of rods, so I think understanding would be beneficial here, okay? All right, so verse number 23. It is as sport to a fool to do mischief, but, so it's the opposite here, a man of understanding hath wisdom. Have you ever had somebody do something that was really bonehead thing to do, and you go to them and say, why in the world did you do that? I don't know. What were you thinking? I don't know. You know what? They weren't practicing understanding. They may have known the fact of, you know, it's not a good idea to punch the wall, okay? But they didn't practice understanding. All right. They know the fact that, yeah, you can leave a hole in the wall and you could possibly break your hand. All right. But they didn't practice understanding. They didn't act upon it. The Bible, you know, the Bible talks about is a sport to a fool to do mischief. I just did it. I thought it'd be fun. Okay. That was bonehead. All right. Chapter 11, verse number 12. He that is void of wisdom despiseth his neighbor, but of man of understanding holdeth his peace. You know, Proverbs says a lot about keeping our mouths shut, so we'll just leave it at that. Proverbs chapter 12, verse number 11. He that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread, but he that followeth vain persons is void of understanding. Is void of understanding. What's a vain person? Vain basically means empty. Means nothing, accomplishing nothing. You drive through Jasonville at 10 o'clock at night, and you'll pass four pickups. Let's say you got to go to Casey's from church. You go to Casey's, and you'll pass four pickups. You turn around and come back to church. It's odd, but you'll pass the exact same four pickups coming back the other direction. Okay? I could tell you which ones they are. I could probably even tell you your license plate number. Okay? But what are those people? They're vain persons. And you know how many people think that those guys or those ladies are the greatest people in the world? You know what I call them? Big frogs in small ponds. That's what they are. They're a big frog in a small pond. You know, they go someplace else. They go to Linton, and nobody's ever even heard about them. Okay? To Linton, let alone Indianapolis or Bloomington. You know, they don't matter. And you know what a man that's void of understanding, they get all caught up in that type of stuff. And it can happen anywhere. It can happen in your workplace. It can happen in a school. It can happen a lot of places. But don't follow vain people. that are doing nothing with their life. They're accomplishing absolutely nothing. I would just like to know, my question has always been, where in the world do they get their gas money? I am dead serious. Where do they get their money to spend on that? Anyway, from mommy or something. Chapter 13, verse 15. Good understanding giveth favor, but the way of transgressors, it's hard. It's hard. Chapter 14, verse 29. He that is slow to wrath is of great understanding, but he that is hasty of spirit exalteth folly. You know what the Bible says? He that's slow to wrath is of great understanding. You know what? It's being able to be in a situation, mentally discern, mentally separate. Is this a situation that's worthy of me getting upset about? So many people just fly off the handle about everything, and then they regret it later, because really it wasn't worth getting upset about. A man of great understanding is slow to folly. Chapter 15, verse number 14. I think I skipped one, but it's all right. The heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge, but the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness. We got to go. I've got that. I'm halfway through the list in Proverbs of all the places it talks about understanding. I just want to encourage you. Go look at the rest of them. Understand, understanding, and see what the Bible says about it. Are we a people of understanding, or do we just go with the whims of the world? You know, preacher talked about your soul, and I do want to mention this. You know, your soul is composed of three different parts. It's composed of your mind, your will, your mind, your heart, and your will, basically, okay? Well, if you feel wrong about something, or if you think wrong about something, you're going to feel wrong about something, you're going to act wrong about something, okay? That's what the Bible teaches. So if you think right about something, you're going to feel right about it, and you're going to act right upon it. And so we need to be, as Christians, people of understanding. That's what understanding is. It's thinking about something, it's feeling right about it, and then it's acting upon it. So let's be a people of understanding. Let's pray. Father, we love you. We thank you for loving us. Lord, thank you for this time. Lord, help us to just dive into your word, Lord, and find out some more. Help us to understand your word, Lord, and act upon it. Help us be wise people. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.